Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
You're highlighting our mistakes. Do you think that's going to be good for our radio show?
Number five, we learned about a new cure for hay fever.
Hay fever is going berserk out there. A lot of people are struggling. I want to find out a cure later on this morning. Is there anything we can do?
Sav Blanc, it's give it a go.
I've tried that, don't worry. You don't reckon I've given that a crack?
Worst part about hay fever is spilling your wine when you sneeze. Number four, speaking of wine, we learned about a new bar.
There's going to be a nude bar in Australia for the first time.
A new one?
A nude bar.
Oh, nude. Yeah.
It's in the CBD in Sydney. First question is, where do you keep your money? But they've thought of everything. So you're going to be handed a lanyard that you hang around your neck with a little pouch in it that you can put your money in.
That doesn't look credit cool. Card. No one pays with cash.
So it'd just be a card, I suppose.
Yeah. Or I know where you can swipe the card.
Yeah, I know. That's right. The bar's called Bottoms Up.
Bottoms up.
Yeah. Have a look at it online.
Tits Out Tuesday.
Tits Out Tuesday.
I can see this place is going to be a balls up. Definitely. Oh.
Every hour is cocktail hour, and there's always plenty of complimentary nuts. Number three, we learn about some bad tattoos.
Quentin, what's your bad tattoo?
Well, I was an inaugural premiership player for Central Districts back in 2000.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, it wasn't actually my tattoo, but all the players were sort of suggesting that we rush out and get one. Anyway, there was a supporter that had already done it and come to her attention that the tattoo artist had spelt premiers wrong without the I.
No I in premiers.
That's it.
That's what the tattoo bloke said.
Number two. Last week, Ditz was very focused on bums.
Every girl apparently is just walking around with their bum cheeks hanging out. Hey, there's a new bikini trend, bottom just hanging out. Remember we were talking about the G-string bathers, bum cheeks hanging out, buttocks hanging out, just their bum hanging out.
Rue got involved a little bit too.
look at her bum.
But what happens at the playground, Ditz?
And I don't think you'd slide down the slides that well with your bare bum cheeks.
Anyway, we learnt Ditz has found it hard to move on. This week, talking about the Kardashian family.
I hope this doesn't sound like I'm fat shaming, but I can say these sorts of things because I'm overweight myself, but they've got massive asses.
You cannot say that.
I just said it. I have. And I've got one too. That's why I can say it.
Oh, you what? Because you're fat, you're allowed to say someone's fat.
I know nothing about the Kardashians, but they have got big bums. Baby got
back. What's their favourite bar, Ditz?
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Yeah.
Number one, we learned about what movies inspire our listeners.
G'day, Steve. What sort of movie changed your life?
Well, I'm like you, Roo. I reckon the Rocky movies are a true... If I was the coach of a football team, I would take the sports team to the Rocky movies, and they have to be the most inspirational movies for all sportsmen because it just teaches you not to give up and you got to win it at all costs.
I don't want to lose what I got!
What sport do you play, Steve?
I play table tennis. I'm 58. And I'm,
what?
I used to play cricket.
Tennis.
Yeah, I play A grade at Brighton.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
If you thought Ping Pong Rocky was inspirational, wait till you hear a squash player and a table tennis player talk service game.
What's your serve like?
Well, you do a top spin. I can do all kinds of serves. They've changed all the rules now because you sort of got to hold the ball up in the air now so the opponent can see you serve.
That's changed it.
Because you used to serve different in squash, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah. We couldn't put the spin on the ball like you can on a table tennis ball.
No.
Unbelievable. But,
that's a good game.
Sorry, good on you, Steve. Don't be nasty, Roo.
Come on, Ditz. It was getting a bit boring.
You're better than that!
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Ditz this week.
Roo, you and I are going to play table tennis. You're so disrespectful.
I love table tennis.
Right, I'm going to take you on.
I know you're good.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'll still beat you anyway.
Yeah, all right.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.